Moving on to another concept to illustrate the same idea of both being Shiva and being separate from Shiva. Gurudev has given us a wonderful concept of distinguishing the soul body from the essence of the soul. We have two things. We have the soul body and we have the essence of the soul. So the soul body is separate from Shiva and different in maturity, right? It's like having a young tree and a very mature tree, or a fully matured tree. They're both trees, but one is still growing up. One is still in the process of maturing. So in this case, Shiva is the fully matured tree, and we're the tree that's growing up, and eventually will be fully matured and look just like Shiva. But we're not at this particular point in time. There's a big difference. We're still maturing. So in that sense, we're separate. But if we go inside the soul, into what Gurudeva calls the essence of the soul, we have Satchidananda, all-pervasive consciousness, and Parshiva, transcendent absolute. And in that sense, we're identical with Shiva right now. Even though part of us is not and is maturing, at the same time, part of us is identical and is unchanging. Satchidananda and Parshiva. So the deeper we're able to go within ourselves into the essence of the soul, then the more we can claim our oneness, our monism, our identity with Shiva. Thinking about the self-God, which we often do on Mahashivaratri, but not the Parashiva part, I was thinking about the light part, so I thought I'd read that, because again, it illustrates this point of worshipping something, worshipping, 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 and before you know it, you are what you were worshipping. You stepped over the boundary from separation, from pluralism, into monism, into identity, by just going a little deeper inside. So in this case, it's the light. Gurudeva says, you will first think that a light is shining within you. You will seek to find that light. You will seek to hold it, like you cherish and hold a beautiful gem. You will later find that the light that you found within you is in every pore, every cell of your being. You will later find that that light permeates every atom of the universe. You will later find that you are that light, and what it permeates is the unreal illusion created by the mind. So there at the end, we've stepped over the boundary from seeing it, experiencing it, to being it. And once we are it, then it's looking at it, everything from the inside out, from a deeper perspective. So that's the idea of Shiva worship and Saiva Siddhanta, and why we, even though Murugan is great and we certainly don't want to do without him, Shiva worship is central to stepping out of theism into monism, as we can see.